Early humans' attempts to forecast the weather were done with simple weather pattern observations. Technologically, we've come a long way in weather forecasting since those days. One of the tools that modern meteorologists and forecasters utilize to predict weather is the barometer. There are a variety of types of barometers, mercury, aneroid, and digital. At KSDK, we have a digital barometer. Rick Fritch is a weather forecaster at the National Weather Service in Juneau and explains what type of barometer they use.
Well, we have electronic barometers in place in our various sites where we have sensors. The fact that the signal has to travel, in some cases, 100 miles or more from where the barometer is located to our office here, and also transmitted around the National Weather Service. If you're working in the office in Boston, Massachusetts, for example, you could, if you wanted to, find out what the current barometric pressure is right there at the Wrangell Airport.
Regardless of what type you may have, all barometers function by sensing a difference in atmospheric pressure. Fritch describes how it works.
They do this by having a captured parcel of air, if you will, or if you can think of it in terms of like a balloon that's been blown up and tied off. And that captured parcel of air has a certain pressure associated with it. And since it's isolated from the rest of the atmosphere, or you know, the air around us as we walk around outside, variations in the pressure is what the instrument is sensing. And what it's sensing is the change that, to once again use that balloon as an example, as the outside air pressure goes down, for instance, with an approaching storm, the pressure inside the balloon relative to the decreasing pressure outside of the balloon causes the whole balloon to expand in size. Now, the opposite, which would be on those days when we have a very strong high pressure moving over the area or towards us from the west, or on those occasions when we're really lucky and the high pressure comes in from Canada, that's when it gets sunny and dry, the outside or ambient air pressure rises relative to what's captured inside our little balloon. And so the overall size of the balloon shrinks. So that is what these barometers are sensing.
If you don't have a barometer, Fritch tells us that with a couple of household items, you could make one.
You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on a barometer. You can make one out of an old coffee can and a balloon and a little bit of tape and a straw. If you have one of those big plastic Folgers coffee cans and a nice large balloon that you're willing to sacrifice for the cause, and you cut off the end that you would normally use to blow the balloon up, and stretch that balloon out over the top of your coffee can so that it's a really nice tight fit. That's the air inside your barometer. And then to the top of this now stretched out balloon that's lying flat across the top of your empty Folgers can, you can tape a straw right in the middle with the straw, you know, the end of the straw taped right in the very middle. And then set this thing up against a wall or a piece of wood or something like that, and just make a little pencil mark where the straw is on the wood or your otherwise your backdrop. And then as the pressure changes and the air inside the coffee can either expands or contracts in response to the changes in the outside air pressure, your little homemade barometer won't give you numbers, but you'll still be able to watch that trend.
That was Rick Fritch of the National Weather Service in Juneau describing how a barometer functions. Join KSDK next week for the second part of this two-part series when we'll find out how to use the barometer for weather forecasting. This is Kelly Decker reporting for KSDK.